Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Ed Harry. John Terry loses the England captaincy, but he'll continue to lead Chelsea.
He's doing very well. Every day, every moment, he's the captain of this team. And so, with his behaviour, he's doing the best for this team.
Carlo Ancelotti's league leaders host Arsenal on Sunday. Liverpool-Everton, the Merseyside derby, is the pick of Saturday's Premier League games. And the team top of Test cricket's world rankings prepares to host the side they replaced. We'll be looking ahead to India at home to South Africa. But let's begin with football. John Terry's been sacked as captain of England. The decision follows Terry's meeting with the national team coach Fabio Capello on Friday. He'll be replaced by Rio Ferdinand. For more than a week, Terry's been the subject of allegations in British newspapers concerning his private life. Our sports news correspondent Gordon Farker said it's perhaps the most difficult decision that Capello's had to make since taking charge of England.
He took a long time in deciding who was going to be his captain before deciding on John Terry. He wanted a man that was going to be a leader on the pitch, somebody that was going to be a galvanising influence in the dressing room, and he decided upon Terry for that reason. What he's had to weigh up over the last few days is whether he will no longer be able to bring the players together in the dressing room on his behalf. And I think if you look at the circumstances of this, where, you know, John Terry is accused of having had a relationship with the girlfriend of an England team, mate, you can only presume that there would be a certain amount of personal animosity between the two, and that is not the sort of galvanising influence that a manager needs. And I think in the end, whilst the decision will have not been taken in a huge hurry, and indeed Fabio Capello has said that he's very grateful to the FA for giving him time to think about this, in many respects, it's an obvious conclusion to reach, isn't it? That clearly that this is going to cause a rift between some of the players, and you can't have a captain falling out with some of his teammates.
Well, Fabio Capello said he'd acted in the best interests of the entire squad, while the player himself says he'll continue giving everything for England. And John Terry's received support from his manager at Chelsea, Carlo Ancelotti. He insists Terry's attitude on the pitch hasn't changed, despite what's been happening off it. Ancelotti says he hadn't even considered leaving the player out for the league leaders' Sunday game at home to Arsenal.
That's very normal, because John is in focus on his job. He's doing very well. Every day, every moment, he's the captain of this team, and so with his behavior, he's doing the best for this team. And also, he played very well the last two games. He scored a goal against Burnley. His condition is a fantastic moment now.
In the opposition dugout at Stamford Bridge on Sunday will be Arsene Wenger. The Arsenal manager feels that England's World Cup chances needn't be affected by the decision to take the captaincy away from Terry. And in any case, the Frenchman says the English place too much emphasis on the position of captain.
Maybe it has a historical roots of battles and fighting, and they have a big history of fighting, and certainly the captain had always traditionally in the history of England big role and a big importance, what I don't deny, I like as well, but I don't know why, because in football it's instant decision, always in a very quick time, and the captain has no time to interfere with the individual decision of the players on the pitch.
The Merseyside derby between Liverpool and Everton at Anfield kicks off Saturday's action in the English Premier League. Liverpool go into that match just a point behind fourth place Tottenham, who occupy that final Champions League qualifying spot. The next two Premier League games they'll play will be away to Arsenal and Manchester City, with a Europa League tie in between. Liverpool are unbeaten in the Premier League this year, but manager Rafael Benitez always tries to expect the unexpected in games against Everton.
Sometimes we were not in a good moment and then we won, or we were in a good moment and we lost. So I think that a derby, so it's totally different to any other game. So the form is not the most important thing now.
How important a week is this for Liverpool with the three games coming up now?
I think it's really important. Always we talk about crucial times, no? This moment, this period is very important, because we are close to the top four. And we cannot make too many mistakes, and then we will play against three teams that are around. So I think it's really important to keep winning games and to keep the momentum.
Well, Everton in ninth are finally climbing the table as key players return from injury. Had it not been for those setbacks, the manager David Moyes says they'd be chasing a Champions League place as well.
I think we've got a really good group of players. If we have the squad we've got, is a squad which I think could this season have competed to finish in the top four. But obviously we've been working with half a squad for most of the year. So we'll just need to see what we can do in the second half of the season and try and pick up after a disappointing first half. I think Derby games, no matter whether it be a London derby, a Glasgow derby, a Merseyside derby. I think mean a lot to supporters, and they're exciting games. They've been that way over the years, so why should they not be now? So I think they are. I think they're important games, and certainly we're keen to do well in it.
Liverpool Everton is Saturday's early kick-off. Tottenham and Aston Villa, separated by 2 points in fourth and seventh, meet in the late game. In between, the defending champions Manchester United host the bottom club Portsmouth. Newcastle United remain on course for a return to the English Premier League at the first attempt. Relegated last May, they've now stretched their lead at the top of the Championship to 6 points following a 5-1 victory at home to Cardiff City. Now time for our preview of the key matches elsewhere in Europe this weekend. David Jones begins in Spain.
Real Madrid will aim to keep their perfect home record intact with a victory over Espanyol on Saturday. Real could have midfielders Lassana Diarra and Rafael van der Vaart available, but Cristiano Ronaldo will again be missing as he completes his 2-match suspension. Also playing on Saturday are Barcelona, who hosts Getafe. The visitors have been awkward opponents in the past, drawing on their last 2 trips to the Nou Camp. In Serie A, Milan have a tricky away match at Bologna and are still without their injured pair Alessandro Pato and Andrea Pirlo, although Gianluca Zambrotta should make his return. Elsewhere, the leaders Inter are at home to Cagliari, while struggling Juventus play Livorno. And in Germany, Bayern Munich, chasing their 8th straight league win, are away to the defending champions Wolfsburg. Bayern's winning run has shot them up to 2nd in the table, just 2 points behind the league leaders Bayer Leverkusen, who are at strugglers Bochum.
And there was one match in the German Bundesliga on Friday. Werder Bremen are 6th in the table, following a 2-1 win at home to the bottom club Hertha Berlin. The number one ranking in Test cricket will be contested when India, top at the moment, hosts South Africa, the side they replaced, for a 2-Test series beginning later on Saturday in Nagpur. There for the BBC World Service, Ken Borland.
India climbed above South Africa after the Proteas endured a disappointing 2009 that culminated in a drawn series against England at home, and there was further upheaval for Graham Smith's men when coach Mickey Arthur resigned a week before they left for India. With Rahul Dravid and Yuvraj Singh both definitely out and Vangi Purapu Laxman doubtful, India are set to field a pair of inexperienced batsmen in Murali Vijay and Subramaniam Badranath. That will pile up the pressure on openers Virender Sehwag and Gautam Gambhir, and South Africa have made it clear they intend to rip into them with the pace and fire of Dale Steyn, Morne Morkel and Wayne Parnell. It should be an excellent contest, with South Africa's batsmen also facing a stern examination from the Indian spinners.
And we haven't got long to wait. Start of play in Nagpur on the opening morning of that first test, around about 2.5 hours away. Updates in our later bulletins. But our top sports story this hour, John Terry's been sacked as captain of England. The decision follows Terry's meeting with the national team coach Fabio Capello on Friday. For more than a week now, Terry's been the subject of allegations in British newspapers concerning his private life. There'll be further reaction to that story and commentary from 2 English Premier League games here on the BBC World Service later on Saturday.
Join me, Russell Fuller, this Saturday from 14 hours GMT on the BBC World Service for Sports World to see if Manchester United can return to the top of the Premier League. The champions of the last 3 years are at home to Portsmouth in our second commentary match after we've brought you the closing stages of Liverpool against Everton, the Merseyside derby. Plus South Africa's World Cup captain Aaron Mokoena on why it's so important to him to launch a foundation, all from 14 hours GMT.